sexy. Looks like someone got off work early. Mwah. I know, it's been years, but please pretend I'm your girlfriend for 5 minutes. Yes, this is the boyfriend I've been telling everyone at the company about. Isn't he handsome? He's mon petit ami, mon croissant, mon fromage. How long have we been dating? 6 months. Oops, I guess he and I should get our story straight. You see, when the boy toy here says we've been dating for a year, he's including the 6 months we were friends with benefits. You're right. I was still dating that guy from accounting department at the time. Great memory. He and I had an open relationship. Yep. He knew I needed my daily injections of vitamin D. Oh god, what am I saying? You're absolutely right, Bae. We should try and get a table now before the restaurant fills up. He's so sweet. On date night, he always rushes over from work and wears something nice. And brings me a rose. Anyway, we should probably get this date train on the road. I mean, track, or whatever. Maybe Boy Toy and I will see you at the company party. Okay, have a great night. No, why is he getting a seat at the bar? Would you mind sticking around for a bit until I can sneak out? I know we haven't spoken in years, but this coworker is persistent. Shoot, the hostess is coming over. Hi, our reservation is ready? Sure, lead the way. Dude, why do you have a reservation? Oh shit, the rose. You're here on a national date, aren't you? What do you mean that's not important? Right, I still haven't explained the whole fake boyfriend thing. Well, this guy at work wouldn't stop flirting with me, so I made up a boyfriend to get him to back off. Just now, I was planning on going to the wine bar next door and ran into my coworker outside. After I finished imploding with awkwardness, I happened to see you standing in the waiting area for this place and, well, you know the rest. So, how have you been, I guess? Shit. I can't believe our first meeting in years is me asking to be your fake girlfriend. Hmm? No, actually, they won't be confused. They won't be confused because I kind of told them your name when I made up having a boyfriend. It was just the first name I thought of, is all. Anyway, I guess I should thank you. This will keep everybody off my back for months. I was running out of reasons why my imaginary boyfriend was always out of town during work events. Great job thinking on your feet back there. You were definitely not this smooth in college. You wish. I was there, remember? You didn't date a single girl after sophomore year. Speaking of dates, I need to get out of here. Your lady is going to be here any second. What do you mean she's not coming? Why did you tell her not to come? You didn't have to call off your date for me. That poor girl. Why would she understand? Come on, what did you say? What did you say? I can do this all day. What did you say? You told her you were meeting your college crush? Why would you lie? How can you not be lying? You have to make this all make sense. There's no way you were in love with me. Because I was in love with you, and I threw myself at you, and you never did anything. You were afraid of what? Ghosts? Spiders? Me? So you're just not going to talk to me? You can't just drop a bomb like that and not explain yourself. I appreciate you coming to my rescue, but why shouldn't I leave right now? Okay, I'll stay, but you have to use your mouth sounds to explain what's going on here in a technique we human beings call speech, alright? Yes, I remember her. She was your girlfriend sophomore year. Well, I think it's natural not to talk to someone after a messy breakup, even if they were your best friend before. Oh. Are you saying you were afraid that was going to be us? Go from best friends to not talking? Well, sounds like you made your worst fear come true. We went from best friends to not talking. That's part of why I went to grad school on the other side of the country. I was doing it to get as far away from you as possible. I missed you too. I've heard a little bit from our college friends, but what have you been up to? Oops, here comes the server. Hi, sure. I can be ready to order. I'll have a glass of Chardonnay and tonight's special. And the gentleman? Sounds great. No, I definitely like the wine before dinner. I have no idea what I just ordered. The special was what? No, they can't make me eat that. Can they? You'd switch? If you switch dinners with me, I will almost forgive you for being confusing in college. Yes, that's including the fact that you bailed me out tonight. Almost forgiving. Final offer. Okay. Consider yourself almost forgiven. Your order does sound good. I guess that means you still obsessively study menus before you go to restaurants? Fine. My spontaneity bit me in the ass this time, but it's usually fun. And our drinks are arriving just in time for a toast. Thank you. So, what should we drink to? Okay, to fake dates and real friendships. That restaurant was really good, but you didn't have to pay for my dinner, and you definitely don't need to walk me home. So, this is just you being a good fake boyfriend. Fair enough. What's the deal with the guy I was dating last year? That's very much over. He started dating another woman about a month after we broke up. Of course, he still might be upset when everyone starts talking about how he and I had an open relationship. Apparently, you and I have been sleeping together for a year. No! Stop laughing! If the words daily injections of vitamin D come out of your mouth next, I will physically attack you on the street. You jerk. What about you? Who's this girl you were supposed to meet tonight? Is it serious? I don't know. You might say you were meeting your college crush if you were in a serious relationship. You're a doofus. Yes, a doofus. I could call you something worse if you prefer. Okay. Well, I'm glad it's not serious. In your dreams? I'm glad because I wouldn't want you to confuse some other poor woman. Anyway, this is my apartment. You know, despite having my evening turned upside down and almost having to eat the special, I had a good time with you tonight. It was kind of fun, even though it was just pretend. Do you think we could be friends again? I thought about you a lot over the last few years. I'm still a little bit hurt, but I think that's something we could work through. You know, if you keep doing that mouth sounds things we worked on tonight. Okay, Good. I'd like that too. My number's still the same, but I can give you. You still have it. Oh. Well, good. Anyway, thanks for the shortest yet somehow most fulfilling relationship I've had in a while. Yeah. Why don't we just shake hands and call it a night? Okay. Good night. Typically one releases the other person's hands after the handshake. Why are you looking at me like that? What do you want? A goodnight kiss? Because I don't generally kiss my friends. I'd be lucky? You forget. I kissed you a couple hours ago and you kind of sucked at it. Well, I believe it was Audrey Hepburn who said, a man should always be ready to be kissed for the first time in years. I don't know. She might have said that. Okay. I will allow exactly one do-over. If you suck, I am. No. Still awful. Okay, that was good. Maybe you were caught off guard the first time. You know, you could always come into my apartment for a cup of coffee. Actually, no, I didn't start drinking coffee. Holy shit! No, it's fine. I just forgot how strong you are. I'm not used to suddenly finding myself being carried. This is super hot, but I'm worried about your arms. The bedroom is that door. Let me get the light so you don't trip and die. Zero comments about the pile of clothes, or you can forget about the... Yeah, I don't see a pile of clothes either. Whoa, and now I'm on the bed. It's fine. You can be a little rough with me. You tease, tracing your fingertips slowly over my skin like that. My neck is incredibly sensitive. God, your lips almost tickle, but it feels amazing. Yeah, right there next to my earlobe. Would now be a good time to mention I also like having my neck bitten? At the spot where my neck meets my shoulder. Yes, harder, please, harder. Could we rip all my clothes off now, please? Just let me untuck my shirt and we can pull it off. Yeah, I like this bra too. And it unclasps in the front, see? Yeah. Kissing my collarbone feels surprisingly good. But can we keep going, please? Wouldn't you rather be touching my breast while you fucked me? Oh, shit. Your mouth feels incredible on my nipples. Yeah, you can bite them, just not too hard. No, that was just right. Keep going. You asshole. Don't stop. Kissing lower is good. Lower. Lower. I hate you right now. Lower. Fuck you, asshole. You monster. The skirt that unzips on the side. Okay. Kissing up my inner thigh feels amazing. But if you start teasing me... no. Don't. Don't go up the other thigh. What do I have to do? Beg? Fine. Please lick my needy pussy, sir. I need to feel your hot mouth on my throbbing clit. Don't you want to know what my sweet pussy tastes like? Yes, take my panties off and... please, I am throbbing. God, yeah, right there. I am melting for you right now. Oh, that feels so good. Suck on my glit. Please, finger me. Your fingers are nice and thick. Makes me wonder what else is thick. I bet you do. Yeah, right there. Go faster. Fuck. Please don't stop. Please. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. I take back all the mean things I said about you. Don't laugh at me. You want something to smile about? How about I give you a nice sloppy blowjob? No, stand up. I want to be on my knees in front of you. Yeah, I can be a little slutty. Let me take off your butt and... hello? You are as hard as a fucking rock. You must really want me. What if I just give it a little kiss? Right here. On the underside of the head. Oh, you seem to like that. And if I gently graze my fingernails down the length of you? Yeah, you like that. Now, I'm going to look directly into your eyes while I give it a nice, long lick. So you can dish out the teasing, but you can't take it? Well, why don't you make me stop? Oh. I like the way you moan. You like watching me jack your hard cock for you? Do you like having your college crush jerk you off on our knees? I love the way your perfect cock feels hot in my hand. So, do you want to finish on my tits or move on to the main event? What? Why do I deserve to be punished? Well, you teased me too. It is so the same. And now that you mention it, I have been a bad girl. Is that the best you can do? Apparently not. Oh God. Oh God, I need your cock in me, please. You don't need that condom. I'm on the pill. Just let me lay down and... Hi. I have to maintain eye contact with you? That's pretty hard to do when you're rubbing the head of your cock against my aching clit and pussy. Okay, this eye contact is kind of hot. Oh, fuck yeah. Put it in slowly. Inch by inch. Yeah, give me the hard cock. You don't need to wait. I'm already so wet for you. Go harder. Fuck. Your cock feels so good. Yeah, slow and hard. Shove that cock in me. I'm so fucking wet for you. Yes, pound into me. Make me yours. Fuck. I've always been yours. Your fucking personal property. Fuck. Fuck. Please, I'm so close. May I rub my clit, sir? Please. Thank you. Yes. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, that feels good. That feels so good. I want you to feel good too. Bury that cock in me and come. Shoot those full balls deep into my pussy. Yeah. Are you close? Come on. Come in me, baby. Good boy. You're... Oh, wow. Yes, I do have a dirty mouth in bed. Do you like that? Thank you. Good. I like to cuddle afterward too. Nice and cozy. I never thought we were going to. Yeah. Seriously, it just happened and I still can't believe it. Would I want to. What? Say what you want to say. Yes, of course I want to go on a real date with you, you dumbass. I just fucked your brains out. And I never stopped having feelings for you. Actually, I have an idea for our next date. The company party is tomorrow. Can I rub my very real boyfriend in my coworkers' faces? I'll make it worth your while.